This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programmes, click on to dwworld.de.
The British Prime Minister David Cameron has defended courts for handing out tough sentences to those involved in the recent riots across England. One which made headlines was the jailing of two young men for 4 years after they admitted using Facebook to incite a riot, although no trouble actually ensued. Catherine Drew reports.
"We need to get this kicking off all over." That was the post written by Jordan Blackshaw in early August on a Facebook event page that was called Smash Down Northwich Town. He urged people to meet behind a fast food restaurant, but no one showed up. And despite riots spreading far and wide across England, no riot ensued in Northwich in Cheshire. On Tuesday, the 20-year-old, along with 22-year-old Perry Sutcliffe Keenan from Warrington, was sentenced to 4 years in jail. The Facebook case is not alone in causing unease in some quarters. Several cases which would usually be considered minor have resulted in custodial sentences. Prime Minister David Cameron says the courts are right to send a clear message.
"They decided in that court to send a tough sentence, a tough message, and I think it's very good that courts feel able to do that. What happened on our streets was absolutely appalling behaviour, and to send a very clear message it's wrong and it won't be tolerated is what our criminal justice system should be doing."
But the Prime Minister appears to be at odds with his own deputy, Nick Clegg, who comes from the Liberal Democrat wing of the government coalition, which is led by the Conservatives. Speaking on Tuesday, Mr. Clegg espoused the values of community justice for those found guilty of involvement in the riots.
"There will be community payback schemes, riot payback schemes, where you will see people in visible orange clothing making up for the damage done, repairing and improving the neighbourhoods affected."
Many youth groups, MPs and campaigners agree with Mr. Clegg that non-custodial sentences in the community would be more appropriate for some young people. Sophie Willett from the Howard League for Penal Reform says a prison sentence is the wrong approach for non-violent offenders.
"Often people, particularly on short-term prison sentences, don't address their behaviour or aren't made to question what they've done or say sorry to anyone. You lie on a prison bunk for a few weeks and you pick up a few tricks of the criminal trade. I think for petty offenders and non-violent offenders, of which there are many, it would be great to see them in their communities putting back in windows, repainting. And I think that would send out a really strong message to people to say, you can't get away with this. We're not scared of you."
While courts in Britain are independent, some campaigners believe judges have been influenced by obvious public anger over the riots and the tough-talking political leaders who promised to come down hard on anyone involved. Now it seems there is concern in some quarters that long prison sentences will do little to mend what Prime Minister David Cameron has termed broken Britain. Catherine Drew, Deutsche Welle Radio, London.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the programme. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.